This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Texas juvenile corrections system is in the midst of a deep crisis. Allegations of physical and sexual abuse of teens at youth prisons in Texas have led to arrests and firings of top officials there and prompted a push to reform. Yesterday, we reported on the Missouri model of juvenile corrections. It focuses heavily on rehabilitating underage offenders in small residential facilities. Today, NPR's Jason Beaubien visits a facility in South Texas that's been accused of violating youthful offenders' constitutional rights.
The Evans Regional Juvenile Center is in the small town of Edinburgh, just a few miles from the Mexican border. This is one of the state's high-security youth prisons. Boys in gray T-shirts and black athletic shorts are marching across the campus. Evans is one of 22 youth prisons run by the Texas Youth Commission, and it's emblematic of the crisis facing the TYC. Earlier this year, a U.S. Department of Justice report noted that assaults at Evans are five times the national average and said conditions here violate the constitutional rights of the youth offenders. The problems are numerous. Like most TYC facilities, it's understaffed. There have been riots. In March, the superintendent was fired. Juan Gonzalez has worked at Evans for 16 years. Last month, he got promoted to assistant superintendent. Gonzalez, fiddling with his keychain, says kids get sent here for all different kinds of crimes.
We don't have a lot of kids here for murder and all that because there's other programs around the state that specialize to treat those type of kids. But from aggravated assaults to
rape, burglary, drug distribution, all the way down to misdemeanor offenses, the young offenders range in age from 13 to 20. One of the most problematic areas at Evans is the open bay 96-bed dormitories. Each dorm is split into pods, each with 24 metal beds. Correctional officers monitor the dorms from a control tower in the middle of the complex. Michael, who's serving a 15-year sentence for aggravated robbery, says there are often fights at night and there's never any privacy.
You're right next to everybody, you know what I mean? When you take showers, everybody's right there. When you use the restroom, somebody's right next to you. No matter what you do, you don't got no privacy, none. A lot of people around all the time, like when you try to sleep or something, there's always somebody next to you.
Michael is hoping to get paroled when he turns 20, but he also could get sent to an adult prison to finish his sentence. He worries that if he gets into fights here, it'll hurt his chances for parole, but he says it's hard to stay out of trouble.
Because, I mean, like, there's a lot of younger kids here, too, that, you know what I mean, they don't know how to act, and, like, the hardest thing is keeping from beating them up, you know what I mean? And it's hard trying to maintain to get out of here.
And for those kids who can't maintain, there's an isolation area called the security unit, where as many as 30 kids are kept in isolation cells. In Missouri, there are only 9 isolation cells in the entire state system serving 1,000 kids. Here, there are 30 isolation cells at a facility housing 240 teens. On this day, 29 of the 30 cells are occupied. A 13-year-old near the door is screaming profanities and banging on his cell walls.
That's why he's in here. He ain't but this big.
Assistant Superintendent Gonzalez says the teens can be held in this isolation unit, at times just until they calm down, or for as long as 90 days. This facility, along with the rest of the TYC, is attempting to change and to become a bit more like Missouri, where the focus is on small, treatment-oriented group homes. Missouri has reaped the benefits of that approach. The director of the Missouri Division of Youth Services, Tim Decker, says their recidivism rate is less than 10%. According to a report from the Texas Youth Commission, the recidivism rate in Texas tops 50%. Evans is shutting down one of its large dorms and building individual cells. Evans also offers education and counseling for the kids, but in this isolated corner of the state, it's often difficult to attract and keep professional staff. Will Harrell, who earlier this year was appointed as the ombudsman for the TYC, credits Missouri with offering a model for reform, but he says whatever changes are adopted here will be unique to Texas and will take time.
It's a transition and a difficult one at that, but you know, everyone needs to understand that it took many years to get to the crisis that imploded the agency earlier this year. It's going to take a while to stabilize the agency and move forward.
Harrell says progress is being made, but he also warns that it will take increased resources and lots of political will to build a safer, more effective juvenile correction system in the Lone Star State. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.